wholesale prices dip, health care clears a hurdle, and Rostenkowski faces arraignment on corruption charges, a U.S. diplomat tries to play down Korean War talk. Good morning. For Bill Lynch, this is Frank Setapani with the CBS World News Roundup. The government's gauge of wholesale price inflation edged a tenth of a percent lower in May. John Stayer reports.
For the first time in almost 3 years, wholesale inflation is down for the second month in a row. Economist Michael Evans calls the report significant.
The reason prices have declined is that we have lower food and energy prices, and they're important components of inflation. They tend to be very volatile in the short run, but the fact that they've now been flat or down several months in a row is significant.
Inflation watchers say that is one cause for concern, because if you take the volatile food and energy components out of the mix, wholesale inflation jumped 0.4% in May. Perhaps not enough to force another interest rate hike, but analysts say it bears watching nonetheless. John Stair, CBS News, New York.
A Clinton-style national health plan has taken a step down what promises to be a long and difficult road.
Mr. Chairman, 11 yeas, 6 nays.
Passed. Thank you very much.
There was never any doubt the bill would clear the Senate Labor Committee. Still, Chairman Edward Kennedy was relieved when it finally did last night.
I think this is enormously important. All of us understand that this really isn't the end, it's really the beginning.
The bill, which would force most businesses to buy health insurance for their employees, attracted only one Republican vote. Vermont's James Jeffords hopes more of his GOP colleagues will sign on as the ultimate package takes shape.
I have mixed emotions, but I think it was an excellent step forward. I think we're on our way to being able to get a consensus when we get into the floor.
Connecticut Democrat Chris Dodd concedes the final bill won't look anything like the current version.
It's not a perfect bill, but we now have an opportunity to really do something, I hope, about increasing the access and lowering cost.
The Kennedy bill includes a $1.50 increase in the 24-cent a pack cigarette tax and a 1% payroll tax on bigger companies to help pay for the program. Illinois Congressman Dan Rostenkowski, who was supposed to play a key role in getting health care through the House until he was indicted on corruption charges, faces a day in court. Rob Armstrong has that.
Rostenkowski faces a 17-count criminal indictment. He has said he has done nothing wrong and will fight, and today is the first step in that process. Rostenkowski will appear in U.S. District Court and plead innocent to the charges. Since his indictment last week, Rostenkowski replaced high-powered Washington lawyer Robert Bennett with veteran Chicago lawyer Dan Webb. Webb prosecuted former National Security Advisor and Iran-Contra figure John Poindexter. It's doubtful the Rostenkowski case will move very quickly through the courts. Republican Congressman Joseph McDade of Pennsylvania was indicted on bribery charges 2 years ago and still has not come to trial because of legal maneuvering and motions. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
First arguments are scheduled today in a suit that challenges the new federal ban on abortion clinic blockades. A Virginia anti-abortion group filed the suit the same day President Clinton signed the law. Senate Republicans are blocking a vote on the start of hearings into the Whitewater land deal, saying the proposal as written would handcuff the inquiry. Majority Leader George Mitchell accused the Republicans of filibustering themselves.
They're preventing a vote from occurring on the very issue on which they have been demanding a vote for weeks.
Mitchell wants hearings to begin by July 29th ahead of the Senate's scheduled August recess. One person was killed and scores of residents were hurt when two natural gas explosions ripped through an Allentown, Pennsylvania high-rise for the elderly last night.
I was laying on the sofa watching TV and the first blast knocked me off the sofa.
The bedroom blew in and, I was walking on glass and was hollering and screaming.
The mayor says contractors putting in an oil tank apparently ruptured a gas main. It's 4 minutes past.
British Airways presents Richard III, wherein more than the soul is cleansed.
A shower, my kingdom for a shower.
Sir, all is not lost. There is hope for thy beleaguered self. I have yet a plan wherein thou canst arrive refreshed and ready to do battle anew.
Speak, man, but be not thine answer false.
Oh, 'tis true. The new British Airways Arrivals Lounge beckons all ye weary travellers with sumptuous breakfasts and a place to do it business. Upon landing, thou canst remove the dust of battle, for a shower awaits all who fly British Airways Club World and First Class.
1,000 portfolios filled with knowledge, 'tis worthless without a bar of soap. This new arrivals lounge doth make kings of us all. Let us exit now and enter the British Airways terminal.
British Airways new arrivals lounges at Heathrow and Gatwick. 'Tis the way we make you feeleth. that makes us the world's
Later this morning,
airline.
President Clinton is expected to announce a ban on commercial flights to and from Haiti and the suspension of most financial transactions, the latest steps to pressure Haiti's military rulers to step aside. Anticipating a rush to get out, American Airlines, which has the most flights to Haiti, is increasing service between Port-au-Prince and Miami with a second daily round trip. Reflecting a growing sense of crisis over the North's refusal to permit nuclear inspections, South Korea has begun a nationwide check of bomb shelters and emergency water supplies. Correspondent James Hattori in Seoul.
In an attempt to calm public concerns in the U.S. about a possible military conflict, U.S. Ambassador James Laney today offered some words of assurance about the situation in Korea.
There's been no change in the military situation. We've had no change in the alert status. There's no untoward movements of any kind. Very quiet.
Yet Laney concedes tensions are likely to rise as the U.S. pushes for U.N. sanctions against North Korea. He calls the situation critical, but not yet a crisis. Former President Carter's unofficial trip to North Korea next week is a positive development, Laney says. He cites Mr. Carter's interest in Korea and experience in conflict resolution. Laney says North Korea is so isolated, any face-to-face communication would be welcome. James Hattori, CBS News, Seoul.
Reports of a rift over Korean policy aren't playing well in Tokyo, as Steve Herman tells us.
Japanese officials are very annoyed with U.S. media reports that Tokyo is reluctant to swiftly impose sanctions on North Korea. The foreign ministry said today that Japan will support sanctions, although the government is not denying that it's very worried about retaliation from Pyongyang if it stops the money flow from Koreans here to the north. In an effort to exhibit a leadership role in the crisis, Japanese Foreign Minister Kakizawa is heading to Beijing, which is still friendly with the Kim Il-sung regime, to try to get the Chinese on board with the Americans and South Koreans in taking concerted action against North Korea. Steve Herman for CBS News, Tokyo.
President Clinton spent almost an hour on the phone today assuring South Korea's President Kim the U.S. is committed to sanctions. Journalists were invited to a U.S. airbase outside Seoul today to see how Patriot missiles would be used in the event of an attack by the North. Despite appeals from Washington and other world capitals, China has conducted its second underground nuclear test in less than a year. China is the only declared member of the nuclear club that has not sworn off testing. A month-long Bosnian ceasefire brokered by the U.N. takes effect today. The U.N. hopes warring Muslims and Serbs will use that time to work out a permanent peace agreement. The New York Times says Clinton administration spokespeople have been told not to call the slaughter in Rwanda genocide, since that term could put pressure on the White House to get involved in the conflict. An Air Force sergeant claims she suffered reprisals after telling Congress she was the victim of sexual harassment on the job. Sergeant Zaneta Martinez testified last March. She says she was then put under criminal investigation for submitting a $200 taxicab receipt.
All of a sudden, I found that I was being investigated more than the supervisor who did the harassing.
Martinez says she's speaking out now for a reason.
I'm primarily doing it for other women in the military. I don't have anything to gain. I had everything to lose. I lost my career. But these issues are important to me, and if I don't do something about it, then I'm helping them make it worse.
Colorado Representative Patricia Schroeder says the case smacks of whistleblower retaliation. In South Africa, an inmates group called off a nationwide protest, but unrest continued at four prisons despite an across-the-board six-month reduction in sentences for common law prisoners. The prison violence has left two dead and scores hurt. After 30 minutes of Wall Street trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was ahead about 2.5 points. It's 10 past.